A lot of people have a hot song, not a hot snippet, but the song is eh. You feel what I mean? I'm wondering what's going to be the thing for this one. New Paddock. Now, New Paddock, the song is fire, but like the song is dope, what I mean. But when you heard that snippet, you heard like the 30-second version? God damn, nigga. It felt like the hottest shit on earth. This shit, I took the what? Like, that shit is fire. But I'm going to be honest with you. Is the rest of it going to be like that catchy? Whoa, somebody in the chat is wilding right now. All right, man. Yeah, your New Paddock was hella long. Hey, yo, to keep it real. Oh, yeah, I really got on here to watch it, and I watched it already. I'm going to watch this Kanye documentary with you guys. I think this is the greatest piece of art for 2021. And, yes, we just canceled him 2 days ago for White Lives Matter, but we back on the bandwagon. I've been told you this about Kanye. We ain't permanently canceling Kanye for shit, nigga. We cancel him one day. He do something lit. We bring him back the next. Yo, he's like the uncle who you don't really fuck with. He show up to, like, every other family gathering, okay? 1 year, the whole family hate him. The next year, everybody love him. That's yay. I'm sorry. And by the way, you know, unless he's killing niggas, I don't think whatever he's doing, you know what I mean, shouldn't be forgivable. Also, I like the art, bro. I like the art. You feel me? Again, if you go to Kanye for your political or religious views, that's your problem. Anyway, oh, shit. Woody reacts, I believe. Wait, am I tripping? I don't even know if I'm reading this right. Will he react to another 5 gifted? What's up, brother? Okay, all right, bet. Yo, matter of fact, I'm going to just get right into it, man. I'm going to get right into it. Somebody said, how he exposed Adidas? Wasn't them Adidas? All right, hold on. We about to just play it, chat. We going to play it. Again, I wasn't going to stream, but I was watching this shit. I really enjoy the content. I'm like, why don't I just watch it with y'all? It just came out. They banned him off Twitter. They took him off Instagram. He went crazy on Twitter, okay? He tweeted some anti-Semitic things, right? He said he was going to declare war on Jews or something of the sort. You get me? Now, everybody knows that's the no-no, okay? I think even more than the LGBTQ plus community, you don't mess with the Jews, okay? And I don't know. Maybe he was feeling himself. Like, if you watch the documentary, you get a little bit that he's doing things to agitate and he's doing things to, like, he's definitely purposeful in trying to get attention. And you'll hear him say at one point, he said, I had to go on MSNBC or Fox News, whatever it was, I had to go there and go that crazy for them to listen. You know what I mean? So clearly Kanye has a method to the madness, but it's kind of, you know, it's interesting watching him. And by the way, it's called Last Week. I'll pull it up. So if you go on YouTube, it's on Kanye's channel. So Kanye West, you go to his channel, which surprisingly only got like 48,000 views in 6 hours, which either means he's shadow banned by YouTube, or the views are probably just stuck, even though the comments were kind of low the last time I checked, like 695 comments. Like, come on now, like, this is yay, and the shit was dropped at least 2 hours ago. You get what I mean? Like, that's kind of weird, but whatever. Maybe a lot of people don't know about it yet. Well, y'all will know about it now. We finna listen to this shit, or watch it, actually. Let me see, is there a better way I could? Okay. I'm gonna have to make this a little bit smaller. Okay, y'all can see it. And I'm guessing this was filmed by like somebody with like a hidden camera or some shit like that. Like, it's kind of odd how it was filmed. So I think someone with a hidden camera, like it was either on their shirt or something of the sort, because anytime they looked at the person with the camera, they never looked eye level. So it's not like the person had a camera in front of their face. So Kanye was open and got around very intimate moments, meetings with I believe Adidas executive, shit, even family time with him. I believe it was, is that Psalms? I don't know the rest of the kid's name. I only know like Northwest. There's a boy that either might be Chicago or Psalms. I can't know which one's the older one, and you know, no disrespect intended, because I just don't know. But he went to Northwest game. He was kicking it with his, you know, former wife Kim K. Shit, he was talking about designs. He kind of even talked about a Gap deal. He played some song, which was kind of like, I don't know what song that was. But before I get into this, and I know I talk a lot, somebody said, I think he did the fisheye thing just to, like, kind of have some type of secrecy. Like, you know what I mean? Either that or a nigga just had a GoPro under his shirt. This was very clever and well done, if you ask me. And to be honest, this might even be better than the, well, no, it's not better than the genius thing he did on Netflix. But what was I going to say before I started this thing? Again, this is, by the way, everything I watched on the documentary was very true to how he is on social media, but it's also is true to what I hear about Kanye. No matter what we think, I do think he's super egotistical. I do think he's definitely feeling himself a lot. And again, I do think he's special in a way, though. From what I hear, and this is what everybody says, shit, I believe even Wack 100 even said on my podcast, the way how Kanye works, Kanye will be here with you having a talk. Mid-talk will literally look to his right and have a nut. Like, he'll meet with multiple people at the same time. He'll have a person helping him with music. He'll have a business person right here, and he's doing everything at the same time. And it's crazy that his mind could, like, rotate from all these type of things, right? You're going to watch his documentary while he's in the car going from, like, probably, like, you know, building to building or meeting to meeting. Like, he's in music mode. You hear him kind of, like, fucking around with some, like, kind of almost freestyling to his unfinished music. So that's music. He gets to a fucking meeting. Now he's in executive mode. He gets to some creative place. Now he's in creator mode, or fashion designer mode, or whatever the case is. You see him also getting father mode. Like, it's very interesting because I think all these things are like full time jobs. Anyway, you guys didn't really want to hear me just spit all the time, so let me just play this. Wait, why is this not okay? I'm gonna play it. Here we go. Okay, it starts off with this funky thing, which I think is the virtual world. And it's kind of interesting, because I think it's the game, or some type of visualization. It kind of shows a world where everybody dresses like Kanye. Look, everybody's kind of like dressing like Kanye. Okay. And some of these are the designs we all see, the garbage bag type thing, this type thing. We see him wear this a lot. This is pretty much his outfit a lot. Anyway, I'm gonna skip to it. Let me grab some water right outside the door. A little funky, but I can imagine this is Kanye's, like, you know, how he kind of imagines the world in a sense. Okay. It's like GTA 6. This might be Squid Games 5. What the fuck? Is that like Twitter? Or is that a bird? Oh, that's the Donda dove, I think. He says war. You a fake bitch. You don't really love Diego. Listen to Drake, bitch. You don't have no idea.
tell you what it take, bitch. Go listen to Lil Baby, go listen to Future, bitch. Time comes, she don't think about your future, bitch.
Hold on, yeah, I'm making it smaller.
Fast forward, trying to find out what to do with this. Trying to pass judgment on me like I ain't shit. I'm 2 miles sharp of ruin for your fake, bitch. You don't really love, yeah, go listen to Drake, bitch. You don't dun, I wanna do the bitch. Listen to Lil Baby, listen to Future, bitch. Trying to get the way from the like Lord Fugitive. Honest, not voice, baby, I don't love hoes.
I'm gonna activate YouTube right now.
You love money bag, yo. I don't sign a way, sign a buddy bad folk. Bunny mad folk, you a fake bitch. Don't listen to me, don't go listen to Drake, bitch. Listen to Lil Baby, go listen to Future, bitch. But if I'm another thun up for your future, bitch. And I hope your baby daddy was a fugitive. And I hope you sign a thun up when you lose a kid. And I hope you
sign a thun up to a kid. Talking shit, nothing to do with this.
These last words were patrol. This last text cause patrol. Then I stand so faithful. No, I think I'm faithful.
It's like you'll start off saying the word, then your next line, you'll go.
Nah, the people need that. It's going to go crazy.
Yo, when you start saying that, I'm like, I can't touch this because I don't know who.
Yeah.
I don't know who he would say and who he wouldn't say.
So, first of all, this is the kind of stuff we make. So it's super dope, Nick. This is a woven, this is a knit. You're a hoodie guy, so I mean, this is like as durable as a pen, extra patches, the whole thing. It's not going to have your shape because,
So y'all got to help me a little bit. I don't know who these guys are. I don't think these guys are necessarily... I don't think these are the Adidas niggas. I think these are people that are extension of his creative team. And I think he's making decisions on what to go with. Here we go.
We're not into knocking off your artistry as far as that overarm, kind of shape. But the quality, we can make it whatever we want. The quality is ridiculous.
I'm your designer.
And this is made in L.A. So it's like, it's right here. I mean, it's just like
what
super rich.
What is retail like?
That is $120.
Never mind. That was not that creative.
This hoodie here, we couldn't put as soon as you get a stretch in there, as soon as you put a stretch in there, you have elastic, right? So stretch by definition is melted plastic. This is going back to, remember we talked about the throne? This is like Champion, Russell, that type of stuff we used to starter. That's a mechanical stretch. So it will wear into you versus always having this rebound that plastic always had. Plastic by nature is a rebounding effect. So this is the petroleum that I've rebound. Nothing is this petroleum. This will all go away in 3 weeks.
So wait a second, you can do underwear out of this thing.
Of course. Well, that's the thing. So I'm working with Taylor, thank you for the introduction, Taylor Shepard, on a sock. This sock is really hard. Because there's no such thing as a sock without collar. Because you have to stretch because of foot stretch.
How's that going?
Great. We have a prototype in my office right now. And Taylor's like, let's do this thing.
Why did you bring a prototype?
I went to Vermont. I didn't know about this meeting until 48 hours ago. I took a red eye from Vermont. Dude, I was in middle seat. Fucking, I sacrificed. I came to the seat. I was like, all right, man up, put my headphones on, and I binge watched Lee Crash.
I think we buy a company. You want to buy a company and bring it in.
I had to learn just because I
could. Okay, so that sounds like maybe he was talking to another company or a guy who owned another company. It's a little bit confusing. Yeah, help me out in the chat. What's going on? By the way, welcome YouTube niggas. I don't know if y'all watched it, but Kanye dropped a new documentary, what we are watching right now. I watched it before I got on here, so I did cheat a little bit. But it was great, amazing content, and I was just like, yo, shit, I know he banned on Twitter and on Instagram, but we're going to have to watch this together as a family. You know, Kanye, one of them niggas who he fucked up last week, but this week he going to do something good, man. He one of those, okay? All right, we're watching it right now. Here we go.
To see the future, to stay in, like, while you're heading towards the future, don't ever go all the way to the state of love, because then you're fully drunk. To stay in, like, then you're not in control of your own actions.
I got you.
Just be steady. Don't get excited. Stay energized.
That's what it's like. I used to call that. I like that because I used to think about like the infatuation kind of takes you, consumes you, and then it inevitably wears off.
Everybody's talking about access to nutrient-dense food and how important it is. What drives me crazy is there's a lot of talk and very little doing. I see this as a system that can be deployed and actually solve the problem.
Somebody said on YouTube, Mr. 954, he said, I think the guy he bought the other company from is a creative designer and was laid off by Adidas 3 years ago. Okay. So I'm guessing the guy he met with before was maybe somebody that Adidas fired, but he has a new company, and Kanye's saying, yo, I'll buy your company type shit.
Alegria's primary goal has always been produce the finest, nutrient-dense, healing food possible. We had to come up with a system that would allow us to grow food in a very simple, cost-effective way, but also generate super yields and super quality while retaining water and pulling down carbon. And it all boils down to soil. We performed over 30 different trials in different soil medium to determine what would work best in what is called garden socks. Working with our partner Filtrex, we have taken their garden sock system and transformed it into an urban food production system that is unparalleled. We call this tractorless farming. The SoxBox is a portable system that can be deployed anywhere and removed easily, making it perfect for densely populated urban environments. This modular above ground system is scalable, it's mobile. You've got the perfect blend of organic, aeroponic, and hydroponic. We've got minerals and microbes fully oxygenated. So we have all this transfer of nutrients directly into the plants, and you just see explosive growth.
I'm wondering why they put this in there.
Actually tastes like a steak. Some of the SoxBox.
This is like some shit that NLE Chopper would be listening to right before he puts out his BBL pill. Did anybody ever find out if that BBL pill that NLE Chopper put out worked? Last I knew, that nigga had a garden in his backyard, man. That's my guy, though. But that nigga grew three tomatoes. He said it was natural and organic, and then he said he had a BBL pill. y'all remember that? The nigga grew three tomatoes, nigga. Three tomatoes. Nigga said, I bet. I found a cure. Then the nigga say, yeah, some shit that cured cancer.
Environmental benefits. The organics diverted from landfills is 3,216 pounds.
Real talk, I'm trying to get that BBL pill for my shorty, though. You feel me? Yo, I ain't gonna lie. If Kanye gets on that type of shit, that organic, let me grow y'all food for y'all, yay, you're doing too much. Just build the clothes, build some cool designs, and give us some good music. Keep it aesthetics, brother. We'll fuck with you. But if you start with this organic food stuff, man, you're not Dr. Sebi, brother.
Portray. The methane avoidance is 5,664 pounds per tray. And the carbon sequestered by the soil is 500.
Wait, NLE Chopper got a website? No fucking way. I could cop the BBL pill? Yo, nah, it's not for me, it's for my shorty.
128 pounds. The SoxBox system is one of the simplest and most cost-effective high performance, zero waste, regenerative urban farming systems I've ever seen. I'm still trying to find flaws in it.
Super cool. All right, now I get it.
Nah, hold on. Before we get to this part. Yo, I just found NLE Chopper's BBL pill, bro. It's not a pill, though. It's a supplement. And by the way, I'm not knocking this thing, you know what I mean? Like, shit. Healthandwellness.com. You know what I mean? If y'all girl got a flat back, feel me? You need her to have a little arch. You want her to be double cheeked up. Gotta go to NLE Chopper website, type in BBL. It's gonna come up as a natural BBL supplement, bro. So only $100. Dr. Miami, you might die in the surgery. And anesthesia might kill you, nigga. You go to motherfucking NLE Chopper's website and go cop the natural BBL herb concoction. It's only 10 left, nigga. Real rap. Look, damn, this shit's going, this shit's hot. 7 people are viewing this, 11 recently purchased. Holy. Nah, this shit look like it make your ass fat. I ain't gonna lie to you. This shit do look like it kind of make your ass fat. Hold up. Yo, you ain't see that shit pop up? Wait, nah. You ain't see it? My face is cutting it off on the stream. Yo, what the fuck? Look at this shit. Someone purchased the what? Nah, hold up, man. The NLE UTI BV chlamydia gonorrhea yeast infection, the small bag. Yo, I'm not even laughing at the product. I'm just saying, if I was a nigga or a woman with a UTI, bacteria, vaginal odors, or whatever they call it, chlamydia, gonorrhea, fuck the small bag, nigga, give me the jumbo size. What the fuck? Oh, man. You get the shit. This shit is a Sharpie. I fuck with it. Nah, this shit probably do work, though. That's what I'm saying. Yo, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. This mad little, like, well, actually, I never tried none of this type of shit. But, like, yo, the NLE Herbal Viagra? Nah, hold on. Nah, this shit busting on here. I'm gonna keep it real with you. I'm gonna try the Herbal Viagra, nigga. You know what I mean? Like, low key, I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. Y'all gonna give you some, like, TMI, but I'm gonna just be honest with y'all. Man, I was off, like, probably, like, a bottle of Henny. I gotta say, about a couple months ago. I'm about to bust down some shit. And I just, it just wasn't working. Now, if I had the NLE Viagra, though. Nah, this shit fire. No, I'm fucking with this. Hold on. Let me type in the Viagra shit. This probably fire, bro. And by the way, nobody sent this to NLE Chopper like I'm beefing with him. Like, that's my guy. Is this it right here? By the way, maybe I should interview him about this. Oh, this is the Viagra Wellness Kit. I seen a detox tea. Where is this fucking weight loss supplement, nigga? Let me see this. NLE Herbal Viagra. Holy shit. Nigga, this costs as much as a Plan B. Holy. 4 ounces of concentrated powder formula, best taken with her. Damn, I gotta drink tea before I fuck a bitch? Shit. Fuck the Henny. I'm over here like I'm on motherfucking Get Out, just like spinning a little teaspoon in a cup. Like, hold on, bitch. When this tea is done, my dick gonna be harder than the SATs. My shit gonna be harder than a broomstick. Herbs included. Mondia White. What the fuck is this? Y'all know what this is. He keeps it 100, though. It's not FDA approved. This is herbal, you know, supplements. You know what I mean? He keeping it 100. Keeping it 100. But I'm not going to lie, man. Yo, the only thing I do want to know, how did he realize these things work? Like, what research he did. And by the way, I think he went on my podcast and talked about it a little bit. But now the herbal Viagra must be kicking. Damn. Let me see what else they got up on this bitch. Didn't he say he got something like a cure, like herpes? Oh, nah, they ain't got the herpes cure yet. Okay, bet. Let me see, though. Nah, the BBL joint I gotta get. Yo, if I get the BBL concoction for a girl, you think that would be disrespectful? All right. Enough of that. Anyway, again, don't send this to this nigga like I'm beefing with him. I'm supporting him. And by the way, he's keeping it 100. I'm pretty sure if I read the terms and conditions, he's not like he's not capping like, yo, we're blah 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 blah. Like this is approved by a health institution. This is just his remedies, which a lot of people have their remedies. It's if you want to believe it or not. Immune boost oil. I know a lot of, see, I think fish oil like boosts your immune system. Damn, they don't even tell you what the fuck is in this shit. For all I know, they're probably just grinding down a sensu bean, nigga, and put up in this bitch. This shit might be fire. Them niggas took the sensu bean from motherfucking Dragon Ball Z and just like grinded that bit down. Put that shit in a little ointment. That shit might be fire. Shit. Okay. I fuck with this. Anyway, back to the thing. Yeah, I gotta stop. Yo, chat, am I too silly, bro? It's a little light jokes. Yo, Kanye, if you come out with a dick extended pill, bro, I'm definitely taking it. 100%. Kanye, I'm definitely doing it, brother. Ye do it. If Ye come out with some natural, organic dick extender, like pill version.
How's it?
Super cool. All right, now I get it.
Wait. Somebody just said something on Twitch. They said it was Paul McCartney. Wait. Are y'all lying to me? Bro, we're watching a super serious documentary right here. What you mean you see my dick, nigga? Nigga, my shit got girth, nigga. Nigga, I got that girth, boy. My dick fatter than me. Okay. All right, who was it? Oh, that's Paul McCartney's son. What does he do? The guy in the middle is Alistair Willis. He's Paul McCartney's son. Okay, cool. We're going to just Google his name. Is he in fashion? Alistair Willis, yeah. Oh, he used to be with Adidas. Okay, here we go. Oh, I'm guessing Kanye got him hired as he was chief creative officer. Okay. Say less. All right, we back on this shit, man. Come on, man. Stop playing. Here we go. Nah, this is wild. Yo. I'm sorry. Y'all can go get mad at that White Lives Matter shit all y'all want, and y'all can still be mad over it. Listen, Kanye's done worse shit, and I'm not saying I accept him for it. I condemn that nigga for that shirt. But God damn it, this nigga's entertaining. that nigga is in, this is a business meeting. You know how kooky Kanye is. Kanye probably like, fuck, I don't want to sit around no conference table. Let's have the meeting with a bunch of bar stools, okay? And when we have the meeting, you know what I mean? I fuck a projector, nigga. I just got the shit on my phone. He starts playing the shit for the nigga. The nigga's watching mad attentive. You know this is Adidas, because look at the nigga's shoes. Adidas. You know it's the Adidas. Look at this. By the way, I think this nigga back here, I'm going to try to give it, like, this guy back here. Yo, Silver Joy. Oh, what the fuck? I subbed up again because you heard I got a fat stick. I mean, like, you heard it from a girl, right? Like, nigga, like how you heard that type of shit, you know what I mean? Like, I love my homosexual, you know, the supporters, you know what I mean? If that's what you want, but, you know what I mean? I don't know if the chat going to be tolerating, you know, I mean, fuckery like that, like... You know what I mean? Anyway, yo, so this guy right here is, I think that's his entertainment lawyer. It seems, or maybe business partner, but it seems like an entertainment lawyer. These three niggas right here are Adidas executives. Yo, the nigga whips out the phone, fuck a projector, whips out the phone. Look what this nigga says when he's watching, because he's thinking this is going to be a PowerPoint. This nigga thinking about it be a PowerPoint or a slide or a Venn diagram, nigga, or a flow chart, okay? He think Kanye about to show him some flow charts. Fuck out of here. What Kanye show him? Nigga said, is this a porn movie? Yo, Kanye's playing porn at the board meeting. Fuck that, nigga. Yo, you know these white people looking at Kanye and be like, yo, this is why we don't really fuck with niggas, man. But shit, this nigga making us some money. You know they thinking this nigga's batshit crazy, right? They're probably like, yo, this is why we don't fuck with niggas, man. But this nigga is making us a lot of bread.
Is that the thing? Come on.
Doesn't he sound like the voice sounds similar.
Yeah. So basically,
his
mind
vision.
I'm
only gonna
work at
Adidas if
he's the CEO.
I'm guessing
that'd
be a business partner.
Have done wrong by the company, by the business, and by the partnership. The whole concept of this video is that the guy had cheated. So then the girl was like, "Well, I'm gonna do the thing that's your like worst nightmare. This is your worst nightmare." Your worst nightmare is not me like hitting you. Your worst nightmare is not me playing the porn. Your worst nightmare is not me streaming. We've done all this. That's your worst nightmare. And then worst nightmare number two. So, is it your dream or is it a nightmare? What are we doing?
What you're feeling right now is extreme discomfort. And that is exactly the point, because when someone steals this man's ideas, his creations, it's like you're stealing a child. These are all children of his mind, and you've kidnapped them. There are easy inspired derivatives that are making significant revenue because people can't tell the difference because it's so inspired. If someone stole Stella's designs, you would be extremely upset. So he's angry, and he's right. Hold up, let me just finish.
I'm this kind
of
angry
though. Yeah.
I used to be like, ah, angry, now
I'm right. But you saw what just happened yesterday. We terminated the gap relationship, yeah. And they knew they did wrong. You guys know you did wrong, and your spirit is saying, we can.
Could somebody remind me what Adidas did again? I know Gap was ripping off his designs. Like, he did a collab with Balenciaga, which, by the way, I'd never in my wildest dreams would think Balenciaga would partner with Gap, but they really partnered with Yeezy, but Yeezy was running in the Gap line, right? And you could have copped something from Gap that was from Balenciaga. That's crazy, right? Kanye, he's in a weird place, and probably an interesting place, because people look at him like, yo, you're a premium type of guy. Your whole business model, especially for Yeezy, has been limited product and how they could make money on someone who's putting out limited product, at least, you know, historically, is to up the price. So when they sell Kanye shit, they want to price it through the roof. Kanye said he got with Gap to, like, make shit more affordable. But then, bro, these are companies, okay? Kanye's a creative, and he has a business mind, but, like, he's more of a creative. They're looking at it like, yo, bro, we want to mass produce. If we can't sell it at a really high price, we want to produce so much of it that everybody got it, that we're making a shit ton of money. So that's where they probably, and this is my thought, that's where they probably get into like, all right, cool. Kanye wants to control a lot of shit with his shit. Let's just kind of piggyback off that design and just remove Kanye and just drop it as like Gap, right? And Kanye obviously don't fuck with it. He clearly don't fuck with it. You feel me? Clearly don't fuck with it. And, so essentially, I think that's why the Gap relationship kind of broke away. And I don't know why he's beefing with Adidas, though. You tell me. Okay, somebody says they stole designs, every shoes, they made colorways of, I'm guessing, yeah, without his approval, drops without his approvals, and didn't make stores that they said they would. Okay, so they didn't fulfill promises. That makes sense, because here's the thing. It's interesting, like, Yeezy is a huge brand, like, clearly, like, you know, past, like, the Supremes and shit like that, I would think, right? But, like, Kanye doesn't really operate as a company that's caring about the bottom line. He's still on his creative shit. And these motherfuckers who are trying to give him billions, they're looking at him like, my nigga, we gotta go get the bag. You know how we get the bag? It's not by being in this creator mode. Once we find some shit that hits, we mass produce it. The fuck? So when they find one shoe that people like, go look at the Jordans. I've never been a Jordan guy. But they've dropped the same, they're still releasing new Jordans. And when I mean new Jordans, apparently ain't there like 22 or 23 of them? But all they do is a new colorway, right? So they're doing the same thing with Kanye. Like, Kanye, we got to make this bread, bro. We got to get the Skrilla. Like, we got to pay you. We got to pay a lot of people. So thank you for making these Yeezy shoes. But we're about to drop them in red and white. Then blue and yellow. Nigga, we got to get to this bread. Kanye obviously wants to have the mass control. I don't know if that works with big business, bottom line, focus operations, though. You get what I mean? Anyway. Let me, somebody said Jordans, wait, there's 36 different Jordans? Holy shit. Somebody said Kanye's not approving none of the colorways. Well, I think they're probably circumventing him a little bit because they know Kanye is not going to approve it. You get what I mean? It's like, yo, bro, we got to make money. This nigga is on his creative shit. He wants to just be seen as some genius. So he doesn't understand business in the sense of, we need to make mad money from this shit. So we're dropping it in every fucking color palette possible, right? He wants to do it only in the cool shit because Kanye's still on that cool shit. You feel me? So at some point, they probably come together and be like, yo, bro, we're putting this motherfucker, like, let's look at the contracts. Do we have authority to do it? And clearly they probably did, or else he would have been suing them, right? And maybe he is suing them, I don't know. But they said, fuck that shit, man. We're not about to go listen to this nigga like, the nigga's playing porn videos in board meetings, bro. You think we about to wait for him to approve some shit? Kanye, working with Kanye is the definition of difficult. This is what Kanye does. Go listen to even Cole Bennett and shit. Track told y'all when YNW Melly was doing mixed personalities with Kanye. They have a whole video planned already. They shoot the video. Kanye calls last minute. The video is supposed to go up the same day. Kanye says, yo, I think we should scrap that video. That shit should be in black and white. Mixed personality video should be in black and white because that matches the color palette of what type of timing I'm on now. They're looking at him like, nigga, what? Nigga, this shit's already done. Like, the fuck are you talking about? So a nigga like Kanye is like, he's not good for necessarily corporations who need mad advance notice. They need to mass produce. And this is where you got to look at Kanye and be like, why are you so thirsty to get with like Adidas and them niggas? Because even though, I don't know, if does Jordan have like, you know, creative control over his sneakers at this point? I'm pretty sure even if he does, he has to understand the business. Is this still Nike Air Jordan or is it just Air Jordan? This Air Jordan, but I thought Air Jordan fell under Nike. I could be wrong. Does Air Jordan fall under Nike? Or is it just his own thing? I'm looking for the answer. My bad. It's just Jordan. So there's no... Oh, people are saying yes. Okay, cool. So again, when you have that bigger company, bro, like, you know, they're funding this or they're allocating a lot of money towards all this shit or they're paying you a lot of money. Bro, they want to make their bread. It's the same reason, like, you know, I'm comparing apples to oranges a little bit, but not really. It's kind of like apples to pears in a little bit of way. It's like, yo, when you take all that money and you bragging that you're a billionaire, bro, they got to, if you made $7 billion, nigga, they got to make $70 billion off of you for them to be happy about a deal. It's the same reason why, think about this. If XXX was alive, he's a quality control person. He doesn't really spam music. He's really quality control centered. What happened before he died? He took a huge check, a wild check. Now he passed away. His mom has to put out music. Like, I know y'all say, like, you know, Cleo with the bag, but, like, she got to put out music. They already got the check. The check already came through. So it's like, when you get that check, you can't be still like, oh, no, we want to curate it this way. To a certain extent, but, nigga, we got to mass produce it, nigga. If Nike's goal for Jordans is that they got to sell a certain amount for the Jordan brand to make sure they're profitable or to make sure they make a certain profit, they got to sell them, nigga. And if it ain't selling fast enough with that, you got to drop a new colorway. Same shit with Yeezy. With Adidas, I would imagine. Anyway, cool. Let me keep listening.
You can get to a place to live with your ass. That's the starting point of the conversation.
And I would also recognize that we have, you know, we can certainly do a lot better in the way we work with you.
Treat your
students. That's legal work. That's legal work. I want to make sure that there's a win.
I think that's legal work.
Situation going on here, and it starts with somebody feeling very highly disrespected. Yeah. And there's grounds for that, in my opinion. Again, I've been removed for 3 years, so I can say that I believe there's some grounds for that. Because, well, I'm the king of culture.
Okay, let me pause again. I'm asking y'all a lot about it because I know y'all are definitely more sneakerheads than me, and y'all probably know a little bit more about this than me. Why did he leave Nike? I thought Nike disrespected him and just didn't appreciate and value him and was more looking at him like, nigga, you an influencer who we give a line of sneakers, but we're not looking at you as the type of brand that would be, you know, having the leverage of, like, maybe a Jordan brand with Nike. You get what I mean? So when he went to Adidas, all of that was solved. So what the fuck is he bitching about now? Like, what's his problem now? Because here's the thing, too. As I hear him say, like, we got to go back a little bit to hear him say it. Let me see right here. He says, okay, this is right after he plays a porn shit, right? You hear him say, he says, I'm not going to work with Adidas if this nigga can't be the CEO. Imagine a company getting absorbed under a bigger company and the nigga of the smaller company that you absorbed is telling you that he don't want to follow the contract unless you make his guy the CEO or whatever the case. Let me see if I could play it again.
Sitting the girl was like, well, I'm going to do the thing that's your, like, worst nightmare. This is your worst nightmare. Your worst nightmare is not me, like, hitting you. Your worst nightmare is not me playing the porn. Your worst nightmare is not me screaming. We've done all this. That's your worst nightmare. And then worst nightmare number two. So, is it your dream or is it a nightmare? What are we doing?
What you're feeling right now is extreme.
Damn, he giving them niggas a stick up. Well, by the way, to his credit, he had a meeting with these niggas and told them what he was going to do. I think Ye, one of them niggas would be like, yo, oh, you thought I was lying. And he goes to the extreme.
Discomfort. And that is exactly the point. Because when someone steals this man's ideas, his creations, it's like you're stealing a child. These are all children of his mind. And you kidnap them. There are easy, inspired derivatives that are making significant revenue because people can't tell the difference because it's so inspired. If someone stole Stella's designs, you would be extremely upset.
This is true, though. Like, by the way, how about, thank you for the eyes up. Yo, my shorty got, like, she got, like this, these, like, slides, and I thought it was the Adidas Yeezy slides. You know what I mean? That, like, you know the ones I'm talking about. It's not. It's just like some regulars. Like, it's just not Yeezy. Like, you know what I mean? I was like, oh, wait, you could buy the same shit without buying the Yeezy version? It's like, yeah. I was like, oh, okay. If I'm Ye, I'll be tight too. So I'm saying I understand this plight.
So he's angry and he's right. Hold up, let me just finish.
I'm this kind of angry though.
Yeah.
I used to be like, angry. Now I'm like,
right. But you saw what just happened.
Okay, sorry to keep pausing. Somebody says, he wants to create accessibility. Adidas is responsible for the expensive Yeezy market. Okay, that's an interesting question, and that's why, you know, again, I might be just ill-informed about this whole fashion shit, but I'm trying. Well, if you're about accessibility, if you want it to be, like, you know, mad affordable, you can't treat it like it's like a high-end brand where you're some of the tactics you're employing. The reason why they're copying your shit and just mass producing it is probably because you're in the way of your own shit being mass produced. You know what I mean? Like the whole creator shit. Like my nigga, like these companies are like McDonald's. Like, bro, they don't want to. I'm pretty sure there was a version of the Big Mac or the Quarter Pounder that was mad gourmet-ish. But it's like, no, nigga, get that the fuck on out of here, man. Just give us the version of the Big Mac or the fucking Quarter Pounder that we can sell to 1 billion people. We don't want the shit that only 200 million are going to buy. We want to sell the billion shit. You feel me? And that's what I probably think is going on, because I've heard Kanye say that. He wants to make it affordable, this and third. Well, when you make it affordable, this and third, and you also put it out, it's like, are you down to really mass produce your shit, but you got to get out of the way of that in terms of some of the decisions you want to make? You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. I could be wrong about that too, right?
Yesterday, we terminated the gap relationship, and they knew they did wrong. You guys know you did wrong.
This that voice on the house.
Your spirit of saying we can get to a place to live with your ass, that's the starting point of the conversation.
And I would also recognize that we have, you know, we can certainly do a lot better in the way we work with you.
Treat your
students. That's the legal word. That's the legal word.
I want to make sure that there's a win situation going on here, and it starts with somebody feeling very highly disrespected.
Yeah, and
there's grounds for that, in my opinion. Again, I've been removed for 3 years, so I can say that I believe there's some grounds for that.
Well, if I'm the king of culture, I got to step up. Even if Jay is held by the money, or even if Jay is not Christian, I have to step up as the king of culture. Now, because you're talking to the king of culture now. This is the king of culture now. You're face to face, eye to eye with the person who does songs, with your father-in-law, with the person who discovered Virgil, with the person who discovered Dimna, with the person who...
Oh, so this is a guy who's Paul McCartney's son-in-law. Okay, now I get what y'all are saying.
Place the creative director at Skims with the person who's trapped. He had a Travis that slept on his couch. I had a Travis that slept on my couch. I had his Travis was Uber, my Travis was Scott. You know, literally Scott Disick. Because Travis is Scott, if you follow my Instagram. I have Baby King come to the show tonight. We have Kendrick. Our army is so prepared. You understand? This is a different level of nuclear activity that no one will recover from. The guy from did not sell enough companies to cure this level of global warming that you're going to experience.
But yeah, I think
Adidas has to come and be like, okay, boom. I actually do it this opposite way right now. Boom. And then say, yay. What do you want? I'm not talking to you guys. I'm not arguing about money with people broker than me.
Damn.
I'm not arguing about ideas with people with lesser ideas than me.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
We're just gonna take a time out.
That nigga just dipped. Tell me it don't look like that nigga just dipped and just took his phone out like, fuck it, I'm gonna just tweet up a storm. I'm gonna tweet fuck these niggas right now. If that's how it goes, that's crazy. Kanye walks out the room, throwing a hissy fit, saying, I'm not here to negotiate with y'all, even though y'all are the executives of the company that pretty much absorbed my company. I'm richer than y'all. I'm more creative than y'all. If y'all not listening to me, if he not the CEO, I'm getting out of here. And because they didn't say yes, he said, all right, fuck it. Give me my phone. And he's tweeting up a storm. Nah, yeah, he's the GOAT. I'm sorry. That's the GOAT, man. That's the GOAT. I'm sorry. That's the GOAT. Yo, Dame Dash, what you did back in the day, no disrespect. I ain't going to make a joke about it. Like, you paved the way for this. You see, Kanye just saying, he did the shouting a little bit, but not too crazy. The craziest thing was the porn. And the cameraman, the cameraman shit was slick. Little GoPro, hidden camera, nobody knows. You feel me? Yo, he got to be on Twitter right now. That's him on Twitter right there. That's him on Twitter or Instagram going crazy. Imagine the nigga don't even leave the room, bro. He literally just walks. He don't even leave the building. He leaves the room and just starts tweeting about your ass. Verse that Draco sent? Didn't Draco make the album eventually? Which song is this? I don't even know the song.
This the first time in a long time. Used to be broke, but I'm on now. I was just stuck at the bottom, grinding. Now I'm shining, sitting at the top. I was just thinking my feelings. Now I just run around playing.
Nah, he cut that shit off. Nah. Cut that shit off. Nah, no way. Oh, hell nah. Yo, this nigga about to get fired on by Draco today. No way. Yo. Did he? Yo. Did he just turn off Draco? Wait, did he? He ain't say it was trash, though. Did he? Like, what he says something. What did he say?
What is they looking to gain?
By the way, I ain't gonna lie, this Draco verse didn't even sound that bad. Nigga say he stopped bobbing his head. Let me see.
This the first time in a long. This the first time in a long time. This the first time in a long. This the first time in a long time. This the first time in a
Draco.
Long. This the first time in a long.
Yo, as soon as he heard Draco, he fucked up his head. Bob like, the fuck.
This the first time in a long. This the first time in a long time. Used to be broke, but I'm home. Now I was just stuck at the bottom, grinding. Now I'm shining, sitting at the top. I was just thinking my feelings. Now I just run around playing.
That nigga stop popping his head. Yo, why are you playing with Draco like this? The nigga slowly stopped bopping his head, bro.
Something was on the change, baby. This the first time in a long time. This the first time in a long. This
nah.
The first time in a long time. This the first time in a
nah.
Long.
Yeah. Yo, I need to post this on the gram. Nah. Nah. Why did that nigga do that to Draco? He know Draco don't play. He know Draco don't play, nigga. He know Draco don't play like that. What he doing playing with Draco like that? Nah, I got to get this. Hold on, I got the clip right here. Yo, salute to all my lieutenants, man. Always give me the right clips. Feel me? Damn.
In a long time. This the first time in a long.
Draco.
This the first time in a long time. This the first time in a long.
This the first time in a long time. Used to be broke, but I'm on now. I was just stuck at the bottom, grinding. Now I'm I'm shining, sitting at the top. I was just thinking my feelings. Now I just run around playing.
Nah, he didn't say, oh, what happened, though? That nigga know he cut the Bluetooth off. Lying-ass nigga. That nigga cut the Bluetooth off in the car. He said, oh, what happened? He know damn well he cut that shit off.
I was just stuck at the bottom, running. Now I'm shining, sitting at the top. I was just thinking my feelings. Now I just run around playing.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah, baby. Don't.
Yo, Kai is so random. He's just onto a different wave. This is hilarious.
So,
this is him designing the Donda school. This is classic, man.
You guys work with us on Donda Find Space because there's a couple of rules to Donda. It's like right now we wouldn't have lights on because it's natural lights. Use much natural air. We wouldn't have this AC. We'd be using that. Ramps, no stairs.
Okay.
No bars like this.
Okay.
We've got to make this the most awesome school. We should make this be a campus, but the campus also has the Yeezy office. Yeah. So merge the Donda. So we've got Eric Adams and Rick Caruso are coming to visit the school. Okay. So we should make this the school. We're visiting the old office right
Where's
now.
The school it's now? Awesome.
It's a
so you want to bring it all together?
I think here would be a nice place for them to come
this,
visit.
This would be like HQ and school.
Because they would learn. It's a campus.
It's really easy campus.
So how many kids are in this graphic design?
And there's a chef's kitchen.
How many kids are in school?
It's right. I want you guys as the head, head creatives, to just put your stuff and whatever you need, your sketchbooks and your immediate stuff, and those immediate like 30 pieces that we were looking at the floor, put them in the car, bring them over now. And we'll have everyone else chug over the sewing machines and all the other stuff. So I literally need to see you guys over here in 30 minutes. That's why I'm calling directly myself.
Yo, Kanye is a nut, bro. He's literally trying to move an office in 30 minutes. He's like, yo, I find a spot. This is cool. Yo, he called the old location. Yo, all y'all bring that shit over right now. And the rest of y'all just bring the sewing machines by hand. Fuck it. Just get here. 30 minutes. I got to get here. Peace.
Just get all those main pieces, put them in your cars, come over.
Okay,
we're on it. All right, thank
you. Bye. Kanye don't care about lunch break. Kanye don't care about labor laws. Kanye don't give a fuck about nothing. Kanye don't believe in movers. Yo, nigga, just grab your computer, unplug it. Like, just throw it in the back of your car. Drive over here. This is your new spot. All right, great. I'm the boss. Job done.
Yeah.
Because people know that I'm truthful.
How do I grow my kindness? This is like what I really need. How do you speak to your children? Is there any fabric we could do that just, I mean, are we wanting this like contrasty brand right here? No, no, can we just, like Alistair over here, like cut Alistair, we're talking about covering this.
Yo, what is this? Nigga, what the fuck is this, bro? Nigga, this gotta be like some fucking reflective suits that they could make for niggas who's invading motherfucking Ukraine or Russia, nigga. The fuck? Nigga, what type of, what the fuck? What the fuck? Then Kanye's smart ass, he's like, yo, yeah, I know what would fix this. Yo, just add a little thing right here, a little strip across the brim, a little contrast. Got it. Genius. I'm the best. Come on, man.
So there'll be like a handle, like the one, you know, those like.
Also, new school bag. So you know, when you get to school, it's like this. Your school like this.
You're just the
man. Like,
awesome.
Wait, that's the new Jan Sport MCM backpack? Nah, if that nigga, yo, if I see kids start wearing this shit, Kanye got it, bro. Nigga, Kanye got it, nigga. If this is the motherfucking new backpack right here, y'all got it.
So there'll be like a handle, like the one, you know, those like
also new school bag.
So you know, when you get to school, it's like this. Your school like this.
You just sit
down. Oh, man.
We spoke to Chris and Andrew last night, and they're working on the functionality of how to make it into a bag.
Nigga, what? Nigga, that shit look worse than a fucking one of them little construction like lunch pails. Nigga, what? This nigga got to be like doing some Minecraft shit, bro. Like, this nigga building shit for Minecraft, bro. Oh, this got to be the Halloween fit. Okay, can I ask you a real question? No trolling or nothing. Is the fucking foil paper on this motherfucker's head, like, supposed to be part of the outfit? Or do they want people to focus on the jacket so they're just, like, removing how the person looks? Which is kind of, like, you know, non-conventional because, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of times the models do kind of help sell the clothing, and I guess he wants it just to be the clothing that sell. Wait, so this foil paper is on the jacket? You're lying. Nigga, you walk anywhere within 5 feet of a microwave, nigga, you gonna catch on fire. No way, nigga. This ain't no way, nigga. No way, nigga. Nigga, is this shit FDA approved, nigga? You catching some type of cancer, radiation, or some shit. This don't look too safe, bro. This is a mask? The foil paper. Yeah, y'all a lie, bro. Yeah, I'm not believing y'all. The foil paper mask. Okay. Y'all got it, bro.
I know this might sound like the wildest thing to you, but I'm literally in a place where I believe that my product and relevancy and all these things can work without me having to be the center of the news. You know, just off the actual, you know, David Simon called me, Jamie Salter called me like, okay, we'll do, we got 2,000 stores. We'll give you this version of the mall. You know, I'm really in a place, you know how deals go. It's not based on like, hey, is Jared gonna be in the front of it? It's more like human needs and what we're providing for them and how we're giving people a better, giving our species a simpler, better, you know, product or experience.
You could do it both ways. Like, yeah. I said, however, you're like a Jedi, you know what I mean? It's like when you think through how it's going to be that way. The universe gives you what you need when it's ready for you, you know?
What the fuck?
And it's very Yeezy, you know. And Dink is like one of the hearts of Yeezy. Like, Home Runner, 700, Stephen Smith.
Okay, this is about the end of it.
Next chapter.
At least he has a little bit of youthfulness, like, you know, exuberance about him.
Yeah, right.
To just show up when you have to, and then it's much more powerful anyway.
that's his interaction with his daughter. You're going to see Kim. This is her dribbling. You're going to see Kim K later on. I don't know if this is Chicago or Psalms. It's one of them. Kim K's back there. Yeah, that's Kim K, whatever, whatever. Okay, this is all muted, by the way. So I'm guessing he had some respect for his family. It's unclear if he got escorted out because, like, you know, they just walked him outside and he was just standing there. I don't know why. It was kind of odd. Anyway, well, that's a documentary. It's called Last Week. I'm pretty sure he'll do more of these. I don't think he'll be vlogging, but I think it was a very interesting peek into his life. And I think people do wonder what the fuck he goes through. So, you know, salute to Kanye. Shit.